Scoopsie.
The Corbinian Podcast.
Part of MRAP.
Well, it's November 25th, 2020. I couldn't remember what year it was. That's a bit upsetting. You know, we've been talking a little bit about spinal cord injury the last couple of days. First, we talked about central cord. Then we talked about the anterior cord syndrome with that big blood vessel that runs down the front of your spinal cord. And if that infarcts for whatever reason, that it takes out everything except your posterior columns, basically. None of these things are good. Now, one of the questions you might have is, what about treatment for spinal cord injury? Specifically, I'm thinking about traumatic cord injury. And the answer is there isn't much, basically. We have tried so many different things. One of the big things, obviously, is steroids. And when I was just a young lad, I think it was even in residency. I can't remember when the first study came out. But through the power of Google, I just found out. So it was the second NASCUS study. It was by Bracken. One was published in 1990 and another one in 1993. So I was, in fact, in residency. And the problem that occurred is that because there was really no treatment for spinal cord injury, the Surgeon General basically sent us all a letter saying, this is now standard of care, you've got to do this. Despite the fact that there are a lot of people saying these studies are not very good. And the side effect profile of this huge dose of methylprednisolone, I think was 30 milligrams per kilogram. Sepsis and GI bleeding, for example, big problems with it, with very little evidence that it was doing anything good. It looked like they'd basically retrospectively gone back and tried to find a time frame where it looked like it worked, but it probably just occurred by chance. After that, there were a number of studies in other countries in particular, again, showing it doesn't work. And then finally, in 2013, the American Association of Neurological Surgeons recommended against the routine use of methylprednisolone, as have a number of big organizations. So you might hear about steroids for spinal cord trauma, but there's two different ways to give it. One is we're going to surgery, there's some pressure on the cord, I'll give them a dose of dexamethasone, 10 milligrams, something like that, in the hope that that will reduce the swelling a bit while we take them to the OR. That may not be inappropriate, but the gigantic doses of methylprednisolone that we were giving, I think it was 30 milligrams per kilogram back in the day. I haven't done it in so long, I can't remember. But just huge doses as a routine when somebody comes in with traumatic spinal cord injury, no longer needed, no longer required. Most people think it's not good. It can make patients worse, not better. You might find an old school surgeon that requests it, and that'll put you in a difficult position because they're ultimately going to be looking after the patient. So you're going to have to decide whether to do it or not. But as a routine, it's gone, and most of the younger surgeons, they don't do it anymore. It's Corpsey. Talk to you tomorrow. Corpsey.
The Corbinian Podcast.
Part of MRAP.